9:30 on a Thursday morning, and opening up a brand new Car Talk with Brad Dungis. Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change, and it is something really kind of unique around the area. As a matter of fact, I've tried to even look other parts of the country, and I just don't see other dealerships doing what you're doing with the 995 oil change. It makes sense to me.
Well, it is a great value. It's certainly something that we've been committed to for a long time now, and in fact, going back before the Bartlesville store did it, our store in Tulsa did, the Dungis Brothers Ford, which was my father's store.
Right.
And my Uncle Bob both had that store from they had purchased it from my grandfather in the late 60s, and they instituted that along with 24-hour service mm-hmm. department. They were open from Monday morning at 6 a.m. until Friday night at 9 p.m. and stayed open all week. They had a very large service shop with several hundred service loaners going, and they started this, as far as I know. And I know I have a dealer out in California who did a similar program, and some others. There's certainly dealers that I know that have other discounted oil programs, but it's not that common. And really, what it's all about is providing that thing you need the most: the oil change, the tire rotations, the services that are most common on your vehicle, making those most affordable, inviting new people to come in all the time and take advantage of that discount and get to know us, and hopefully we get to earn your business going forward on the other work on your vehicle, and then to sell you the next vehicle when that time comes around.
Well, and it somewhat leads into Ford's The Works, but that one is a little bit different level of service and priced a little bit differently. But for the person who really all I need is tire rotation, oil change, filter, it's a great value.
And I'll tell you how it started. We were when I was in Tulsa working at the dealership there, and we were talking about we went to a Ford meeting where they were talking about how our Ford service departments had become very dependent on warranty service for mm-hmm. their income.
Right.
And that there was the growing aftermarket service industry was impacting the dealership body, and with the quality of vehicles improving, we couldn't count on warranty to be a steady income stream, and that we had to begin to recognize what the aftermarket was doing to co-op our customers after the warranty period, if dealers were going to lose them for their services going forward. When mm-hmm. Because most people, you might have a three or five year warranty on your vehicle, and many people keep them for the life of the vehicle, which can extend many, many years, of course. And,
sure.
And we want your service throughout your ownership of the vehicle. That's the key. We also had the owner of the big tire company in Tulsa come into the dealership in Tulsa and talk to us about how they basically took our customers from us, that it was easy pickings, that all they had to do was take care of people, offer them a good value, take care of them when they came in, make it simple and straightforward, and that was easy pickings to take customers from car dealers. And he was willing to come in and talk to our entire service department about that with no fear that we were going to adjust.
Right.
It was the owner of Hibden's, and a great guy, and very familiar with our business as well. And anyway, we did adjust, and we really committed to providing those services and great value to our customers, and kind of rethinking it so that it wasn't just about the selling the car, but it's about the ownership of the vehicle, and that the whole, they called it a superstore, Dungis Brothers Superstore, back in the,
sure.
the 80s and 90s.
Along with the superstations and all the other things that were magic. They were super. We had not done those before.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was about, the super need, being your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. That was kind of the concept then. And, mm-hmm. It's evolved quite a bit, and we've taken it and made it our own here in Bartlesville with the Tires for Life program and with all the other services we provide. And it is a great value, and I know our customers appreciate it. They tell me that on the showroom every day. And it's a blessing for them to have a great value like that. It's not a perfect system. Sometimes we get so busy with the 995 oil change that it's hard to keep up. And it is hard sometimes to find good people. We are always hiring more people. And today, right now, now. We really are need oil change guys and technicians and even a couple salesmen. So it's, I mean, there's always opportunity at Dungis. All these, you know, over 75 years of opportunities with our employees. That's really what it's all kind of always been about. But in the end, yeah, that 995 oil change, that's the whole history of that there. I don't know if I ever really told that story.
I don't remember ever hearing the story about the Tulsa store either, the 24-hour service, or that somebody said, I'm stealing your customers and you're not doing anything about it.
Well, that was it started with the 995 oil change, and the business grew so much that they really needed to be open at night in order to get all the work done. So they got a team of technicians who wanted to work throughout the night. A lot of the work was just sitting there in the back lot anyway, and waiting for them to come in the morning. We realized that wasn't very efficient, so we had a shift of that came in the evening and worked all night, and service manager and a full shift of technicians, and some of our fleet customers even took advantage of it in order to bring their vehicles in during the period, because it's great for companies, because it did allow them to not have the service done when they're needing the vehicle for their work.
For other people, just due to their work schedule, they sleep daytime, and it's an effort to take that little bit of their normal, I will say, what we would consider evening, but it's their prime part of the day to go get something done.
Yeah, no, that's right. And, so it's very really convenient for everyone. And, you know, we still try and always think out of the box like that. I think that's kind of one of the theme there is that we're always looking for a way to make it better, to give a better experience to our customers, to meet the demands of the market. Today's world in buying and selling servicing vehicles is always changing. The vehicles are really fluid. The technology involved in the buying and selling of cars and fixing them is always changing. I'll be going in a couple weeks to the NADA conference, which is one I like to go to every few years at least, and see what a lot of the technology. It's the biggest automotive dealer association conference in the world, and it's something that I've been to many times. But I'll see all kinds of things that are coming from the manufacturers and from the automotive industry, and should be able to bring back lots of good information to you.
Kind of like going to the Consumer Electronics Show.
It's very similar. Yeah. It's larger. I mean, this is NADA is huge, and there's only a few places they can have it. We'll be in San Francisco this year, and be a great time, and I'm really looking forward to it, because there's so much change happening in vehicles and in technology and in the retail processes that we manage at the dealership. There's a lot of things to think about, so that's a lot of what I do when I go to these things, is really gather our thoughts together and figure out the next steps and where we're going with this.
Well, and you get to find out all those ideas, like, oh yeah, we could offer value on a 995 oil change, and I'm sure you get to share. There are a lot of dealerships that would love to hear what you do with Tire for Life.
Yeah, we do get a chance to talk about a lot about things, and with our peers and such from all over the country, so it's a great time. One thing that's happened recently, just last night, revealed the new 2020 Explorer. If you probably get it on YouTube now or go Google it and see the new Explorer, it was just revealed. We're going to have a brand new Explorer coming soon. We've got there also will be a new Lincoln in that platform, which for the first time in many years we'll have the Lincoln Aviator returning.
Oh, good.
That's going to be a great vehicle. We're really excited about that. In that particular vehicle, we're also going to have a full electric version of it, a true full electric in a Explorer or an Aviator size, mid-size SUV. Mm-hmm. Outstanding product. I'm really excited to be getting that. We're still struggling to get the new Nautilus in. We have a lot of interest in it. We've sold, I think, one, and have one just that should be here any time. But the inventory is just not out there. There have been some delays in getting it through the railheads to the dealers. And I know that there's a lot that you may be listening out there. If you've talked to Michelle about your Nautilus, we're after Ford and Lincoln to build those for us, but we haven't been able to get them yet. But that's great. We have such high demand vehicles in Lincoln right now that it's that we can't seem to meet the demand.
Well, that's good, and I guess we'll have to write Mr. Ford or whoever is chairman of the board now to say, hey, we need them here.
Well, I'll have my chance next week in the grassroots meeting at the conference, so I'll talk about making sure. But that's all, that's always a hard thing to do, and I'll never second-guess them. There's a lot to building a vehicle, if you think about it, from the time it's originally designed, this new Aviator, to where it's about to be start building, to where it reaches the lot, and then it reaches a consumer. I mean, there's a whole lot of steps in that, and building the right number is a pretty complicated thing.
It is.
And getting them in the right place at the right time. This is one of the things that's most important in our industry, is making that more and more efficient, I think, over time. That'll take out a lot of cost and builds great value for all of us.
Well, I'm sure you're not prepared to talk about it today, but it would be fun sometime to go inside the, okay, we're working on a car for 2024 now, and have the steps that go through on building, building the prototype, making sure everything is the way you want it, and then actually tooling up the factory to start making things. And it would be a complicated process.
It is. And, and a lot of it is goes on behind the scene where we really don't see it. The Aviator that we've got coming, or any product like that. I mean, I probably saw the first time I saw it would have been, I would have been told it was top secret and I couldn't say anything about it. It was probably a year or a year and a half ago. They'd been talking about it for a year before that. I know that the dealer council that gets inside the screen a little more than the other dealers, because they're working and closely with the manufacturer on all kinds of projects, that they had seen it probably a couple years earlier, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, maybe two and a half now.
Right.
It's out there, maybe 24-36 months of real development from the vision phase and clay models all the way up to manufacturing, sourcing all the parts, getting everything lined up. And then, of course, it's you build the first few, they go into testing mm-hmm. before you really ramp up for any kind of mass production. And then they test all those, they drive them out, and then they cycle up and go into mass production. And then they try to typically to have a certain number in stock, may I say, typically one at every dealer at least. And then they have an okay to buy and let it go, and then we're off and running. Sometimes those plans don't work out so perfectly.
There are always problems with rolling out a new anything.
Certainly want everything to be right.
Yeah.
So they're very careful about making quality the first thing and making sure that everything's handled well on those first few models.
Used to be a Ford slogan, maybe still is. Quality is job one.
Yeah. No, that is. We still repeat that. There's signs like that in our service shop. So.
Speaking of the service shops, and I know you've got a few things there you want to talk about, but I continue to see, sometimes you're continually busy. Some days, obviously, more peak time than others, but mm-hmm. people still want to go out not only for that great price on the 995 oil change, but the rest of the service, major or minor, it gets done.
That's right. And, right now we see a lot more people accessing our appointment systems, scheduling it online. Mm-hmm. That's an easy way to do that. That way we can communicate with you, too. Maybe it's easier to communicate via text or email. Those are options that we have. So let us know if that'll work for you, and you don't have to keep calling the advisor that way. Sometimes that can be annoying. But beta bottom line is go ahead and get online, go to dungeonschoice.com. You can schedule your appointment there. If there's any question, certain types of appointments, they may want you to call the dealership and go ahead and schedule it that way. Mm-hmm. Things like recalls, so that we make sure we have the part in stock before we inconvenience you and have you come in.
Right.
Of course, all of our servicers are available, no appointment necessary, where you can stop by anytime on your schedule, and we'll do our best to accommodate you that way. We do, of course, have to a lot of times pick up a part or something, but we've got a very broad selection of Ford and Toyota parts in both our dealerships, and we're ready to serve. And of course, not just our brands, but with the 995 oil change, we do service on all makes and models and all types of vehicles, and really specialize in doing service on all vehicles, especially maintenance and repairs.
Well, look, with the new look to the Lincoln, the new Aviator coming out, I think that's something that once they actually are available mm-hmm. and in good supply, that people will be excited about.
No, I definitely agree. Right now we're in all also another thing, if you're looking for deals, this time of year is a really good time of year for used car values, because we've been through the fall where typically values drop a little bit. Then spring they start to go up again, but we're kind of in the middle between between then. It's a great used car time of year. We've been out accessing our markets for different kinds of vehicles, been stocking up. Definitely have great value there on our used car lot, or you can check it out that out online too at dungerschoice.com. It's also the model end of the model year in clearance. You know, that kind of stretches on a bit now, but we've only got a handful of 2018 vehicles left now. On the Ford lot, I think there's about 20. On the Toyota lot, a lot fewer than that. So there's also some what we call Ford courtesy transportation vehicles that are may not be included in those 2018s. But there's also additional discount vehicles that there's great deals on. We've got all kinds of vehicles from EcoSport, Escape, Edge, Explorer, Expedition, all the way through the cars and trucks, F-150, Super Duty. There's owner loyalty rebates and conquest rebates, all kinds of incentives out there for you right now. I think the biggest things right now we can help you with are when we combine the low interest rates we can get from Ford Credit with a discount from Ford on a cash offer. So say on a 2018 model year Expedition, you can get 0% for 60 months and a $2,000 rebate. There's some situations where we can get up to $4,000 where that's a bonus cash and a $2,000 conquest cash. If you apply all that, it's a $40 a month drop in the payment on a Platinum or a Limited.
That makes a big difference.
That's a big difference over 60 months.
Yeah.
$40 a month is several thousand dollars, so it's a really great deal on the Expedition. We've got similar deals on the EcoSport. I think that they calculated the payment decrease on that one with the $4,500 rebate with all of it combined, at decreasing the payment, everything else staying equal to $11 a month. And on the 2018 Escape, it was $9 a month. So those are big discounts, really, on a monthly basis over a five-year period.
And I mean, $9 or $11 to, at first glance, say, well, that's nothing. That's you know, drive through the fast food place. Well, that's just more that you get to go through one more time, but you make that every month over the course of,
you can get
I don't
an
care.
Change for
yeah,
it.
There you could. I haven't, over the course of 36, 48, 72 months, whatever the term of the loan is, that's significant.
It certainly is, and a lot of times that's one of the things you need to realize in buying a vehicle, that is the time frame and the interest rate and all that together with your trade and the other things involved in calculating the payment are really critical to watch in that whole purchase experience. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize when they start the process of this. And you know, what we focus on is really helping people understand that and how the math works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that, and then just the simplicity of the purchase process is something that we talk about all the time, being there for you when you need us and not being pushy, but being able to help lead you through the purchase process, because that's our job, is to mm-hmm. help you to make the best decision when you're buying the vehicle. And we certainly want to be able to help you do that.
Okay, so we can stop by, or better yet, stop by online, dungerschoice.com. We've talked cars, but I have a feeling there's some new things coming up in the truck lines as well.
That's right. There's great deals on trucks, too. We've got some 2018 model year F-150s, as well as Super Duties. These are just a handful of those that are left. There's great discounts and rebates. You can stack the interest rates with the rebates on those as well. I think we can get 0 for 60. Plus a $4,000 total rebate. That in itself, on a 18 model year crew cab STX vehicle, or $5,250 in total cash back. There's 0 for 60 plus $3,000 on the XLTs. That over 5,500, if you don't want to take the 0 for 60 option, there's owner loyalty on all 2018 and 19 model year Lariat King Ranch Limiteds and Platinum F-150s. So that's every one of those. If you've got a Ford that you already own, we can add $1,000 to the rebate for you now, which is another
that's
another
a great
$1,000. There's Farm Bureau rebates, American Horse, Quarter Horse Association. You know, a lot of times your employer may have some kind of arrangement with Ford or Toyota, which we can access and get you a great deal. So don't forget to ask about those things as well.
Okay. So again, ask your employer or ask next time you're at the dealership, hey, I work for XYZ.
We have a database that shows what's out there. Sometimes even if you're working for a subsidiary of a larger company, sometimes those things flow through like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know all the ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66 employees have these discounts, plus many of the other larger employees in town.
Okay. So again, it's worth asking questions about.
That's right. Other stuff going on now is it's a busy time of year with the weather changing so much. Rain coming around the corner here for Enrique and the team down at the detail shop. They've been jammed, I know, lately, but if you want to schedule a time to have your vehicle cleaned up, they do a great job. Just give us a call on that too, or you can you can send us a message through the internet on the appointment scheduler that you'd like to schedule that, and we'll reach out to you and get that set up.
Okay. So, and typically, and I realize things vary depending on how other things are in the shop, but typically within a few days you can get in at a time that's convenient to the customer.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we're going to want the vehicle on a full detail for several hours.
Right.
You know, a wash and vac or something really doesn't take very long, but we do like to schedule that going in. That way we know what we can work it in around the other stuff that we do and make room for those vehicles we sell, too.
Okay. So what a great service that is. And a few people probably got a few gift certificates for detail for Christmas.
Yeah, we did sell a few of those this last holiday season. It was a great Christmas in Bartlesville. We had a great time down at the Christmas in the Ville, what a great time that was, and we're a lot of great stuff going on this spring in Bartlesville. I was talking to the folks at Price Tower this week, and they have a new happy hour thing going on Friday nights.
I saw something about that.
Yeah, it's been a great hit. Last week was the first night with $5 appetizers and really creative stuff. Shrimp corn dog.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Sounds. I think
creative.
I did see something. Okay.
Uh-huh. But lots of great stuff. You'll be surprised by the new menu, and you want to go down and meet the new chef who was the winner of the Right Chef program, Albert Ducree. Chef Nook is his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been a great welcome addition to the Price Tower and Copper. There's lots of great stuff going. We're in they're also in the final preparations for the gala event, which is right around the corner, March 1st.
It's a wonderful event. If you haven't gone, try to make plans to go.
That's one that we're getting excited for and certainly plan to attend. And it's always a great time, and we'll be celebrating this year, sometime around then, maybe the groundbreaking for the Tower Green. Stuff like that. So it's going to be a big year on mm-hmm. the our exposure here. I called it the Tower Green.
You did, but I translated mentally and won't if you didn't comment, I wasn't going to either.
Well, I was on the committee, so I should. It's the Unity Square, or we'll get to the full name here in a little while.
That's right. Anyway, the council, of course, took the first step on engineering services on that,
and once
the preliminary work is done, then the final contract will be let, and we'll be working on the square.
Yeah, it's really exciting to have that right around the corner. Hopefully, before the end of the year, we'll be having some great community events down there, downtown Bartlesville is just doing great, and seeing so many people down at the Copper for New Year's and such like that. It's been a great time, and it's going to be even better.
Okay, so and then I all the other organizations that you bring into us, whether it's CMT or the Boys and Girls Club, the nonprofits in our community continue to thrive as well.
Well, it's so important that we all support them.
Bowl for Kids' Sake coming up.
Bowl for Kids Sakes is coming up. We've got, before we know it, it'll be OK Mozart time. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bartlesville has so many. One of the things that makes Bartlesville so rich is that we have so many great organizations and that our community really supports them with wholeheartedly and for so many years. And you look around and the great facilities like the Boys and Girls Club's new facility or the what's on the horizon for the K-Life group. These are huge investments in our city and in our children for a large part, and it really behooves us. And you see the results of it all the time in our community. And I know it's always on the radio here, and you guys do a great job of featuring that part of our community. So we certainly want to support support that, because it's up to you guys out there listening that it really makes it happen. So.
It does. It's the individual customer, the individual donor to the nonprofit, or for that matter, the parents that sign their youngsters up at the Boys and Girls Club.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, there's so many ways to support your community and, to be involved in, maybe just going and running with the Run the Streets program, being a volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club or a mentor out at Westside Community Center.
I mean, all that jazz coming up.
All that jazz is right around the corner, too. So there's so much, and there's always a place for everybody. And that's, most places have that, but I think Bartlesville is richer in it than most.
I haven't talked with the United Way over the past 2 weeks. I know they still had a short distance to travel to actually meet that goal, but they'll be revealing the fund total here within the next few weeks as well. So it's coming up soon.
That's coming up soon, and we'll be ramping up and excited to hear about that. I know that they were very close. I haven't heard anything about that.
Anything I would say is old information, so I'm not going to say much. But again, I know they had a short distance to travel, and I'll leave the rest of it alone.
All right. Well, and the other stuff going on down at the dealership. I know we're getting ready for springtime deals. Like I said before, on used cars, we priced everything to sell this week. We've repriced our new and used vehicles. We do always look at internet pricing online and mm-hmm. take that really seriously. Always in there dialing it up, making sure we have best value there without any need to haggle. We've been working on the speed of the sale and really working through the finance process really quickly. That's something that I think I want to give Brent Guthrie a shout out for his work on that. And we hear from our customers now how maybe in the past it might have taken a long time, but we can do it now pretty darn efficiently. And we're essentially the paperwork part of the process. If we've got everything else arranged, really doesn't need to happen last more than 20 minutes.
And that was part of what I got ready to comment on, because I know legally sometimes it takes original signatures on this that, and you do kind of feel like you're getting writer's cramp, but everything
that's
else...
That's going to happen every time. There are too many sheets of paper. I can't control that, but I can get them well organized. I can be set up and know what's going on. There's no reason to slow that down in preparing for it. What's happened really is that the deals have changed. It mm-hmm. used to be, you come in and do the whole thing in a day, but now people spend so much time online doing their research, preparing for the vehicle. They may evaluate their trade online. Mm-hmm. They may prepare their credit online. We've discussed the price online. So we really don't have much less to do other than to drive the vehicle, take a little test drive, confirm it's right for you, confirm all the numbers and stuff, and then we do the paperwork, and it's really a simple process.
It really is. I was going to compliment you. You have done a lot to simplify the process, and the rest of it is up to the legal authorities that says you got to do this and that.
Well, that's some of it, and it's really up to my team too, because when they're the ones who realize what they can do to make it a little bit quicker, who are ready for you when you show up. That's really
which is something
thing.
You've tried to emphasize. If you want to come down for a test drive, call a little bit ahead and say, this is what I would like to drive. I may take mm-hmm. something else similar to it, but can you have one of these out and ready for me?
This time of year, that's great. We can have it warmed up, get it ready. If there's any frost on the windshield or anything, we take care of that.
Frost on the windshield never happened.
This morning. Saw some early today, definitely. So I don't think we mentioned any Toyota incentives.
We haven't.
We certainly have lots of those going on right now, and great Toyota product out there right now. Actually, Toyota is off to a flying start this month, and we've got mostly 2019s on the ground. So I'm talking everything from Avalon and Camry. And if you still haven't seen the new all-new Camry, you've got to check out that car.
It is a complete redesign.
It is incredible. Prius, Corolla, the all-new Corolla hatch. It's a really hot little hatchback. Very nice. Highlanders, 4Runners, Tacoma, Tundra, all with great deals. We've got some 0.9% from Toyota. I think all kinds of incentives are out there on the Toyotas as well.
So check those out online and drop in for another $9.95 oil change. Take a test drive on a Ford, a Lincoln, or a Toyota. And again, online at DungeonsChoice.com. We'll talk things over with Brad next Thursday morning. Happy New Year. Make it a good one. From Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K2.